Chapter 7. At the Foot of the Mountain. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 16, verse 25. Christian traveled on the way to Mr. Legality, for he wanted to be helped. He had to go past a mountain, but then he saw the mountain from close by. How tall and steep it was! Part of the mountain was hanging over the path, so much that Christian did not dare go under it. He was afraid the mountain would fall on his head. He did not know what to do. Anxiously, he stood still. It seemed as if his burden weighed even heavier than before. Also, lightning and fire were coming out of the mountain. Christian feared that a lightning bolt would strike him. He began to sweat and tremble. If only he would not have listened to worldly wise men. Oh, how was he to continue? Suddenly, Christian saw Evangelist coming. His face turned red. Evangelist angrily looked at him. "What are you doing here, Christian?" Christian did not know what to answer. He felt very ashamed. "Are you not that man whom I saw crying outside the walls of the city of destruction?" "Yes, sir, that is me." "Did I not point out to you the way to that little wicked gate?" "Yes, sir." "How can it be that you went out of the way so quickly?" Christian answered, "When I finally was out of the slough, I met a man. He told me to go to a village. 'There is someone there who is able to take off your burden,' he said." "What kind of man was that?" Evangelist wanted to know. "He looked like a nobleman," Christian answered. "He told such a nice story that I believed him. But then I came to this mountain. I saw the mountain hanging over the path, and I was afraid it would fall on my head. Therefore I went quickly to the side." "What exactly did that man tell you?" "He asked me where I wanted to go, and I told him."
"What did he say next?" Evangelist questioned.
"He asked if I had a wife and children," Christian said. "I said yes, but I also told him I did not enjoy them as much as I used to."
"And what else?"
"He told me to throw the burden off my shoulders quickly. I told him I could not, and for that reason I was on my way to the wicked gate, for there they would help me. He said that he knew a better way, and I believed him," stammered Christian. "But then I came here. I then saw how things really were, how dangerous. It scared me, and now I am standing here and do not know what to do."
Explanation. Christian believed worldly wise men. He wanted to get rid of his burden. He went to Legality. Many people do the same. When they are afraid of hell, sometimes they think, "Let me live a decent life. This way I may get rid of sin and its punishment." Often it looks like this works with these people. Still, they forget that their sins are not forgiven. They also forget that the Lord sees the sins in our heart too. We cannot remove these sins even though we live a very decent life. Someone who seeks the Lord will sometimes try the same just like Christian. But then everything is completely wrong. He then says, "This way I cannot get rid of my burden. When I try to rid myself of my sins, things only seem to get worse.
I notice that the law of God must kill me. I deserve it because of my sins. The law of God cannot deliver me anymore. Oh, how will this end? Happily, Evangelist was there again. He wanted to know how Christian went on the wrong way. Christian honestly told him everything. Also, the Lord sends his servants who warn us when we are on the wrong way.